Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. Today, ladies and gentlemen, again, we are blessed with the great and all-knowing and all-magnificent Ms. Peg Mederma, the founder, and she's the president of Kogo Interactive, which is a marketing company that is definitely not only got your best interest in mind, and in everything that they do, but is also someone that's going to help you with your marketing to grow, to develop, and to become the type of company that we all want to be, which is, of course, a very, very successful one. Peg has actually done, now this will be her fourth show that she's done with us, and I would recommend that anybody that's looking to learn a little bit about marketing and is looking to improve their marketing, get in contact with Peg, attend some of her classes, courses, and seminars that she does, or just go to hear her speak so that she can share some of this phenomenal knowledge and experience that she has with all of those that could actually profit and become better by being involved with a wonderful person like Peg. Again, aww. Peg is just an awesome human being who I've actually known for a little while now.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a while to get used to saying her last name because I'm so used to just hey, Peg.
Hey, what's up?
If anybody would like to call in, if you have any questions for Peg, the number is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. Also, I will open up the chat so that if anybody has any questions for the chat, please feel free. Don't be shy. Peg is willing to answer any and all questions. Mm-hmm. Her information is at the bottom of the site. So, if you want to get in touch with Peg after the show, again, please feel free. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you can't get away from social media. It's something that you have to accept, and you also need to accept it with open arms, because if you don't have a social presence, then guess what? You're going to go out of business. And the four-wall world of business is actually very quickly dissolving for many. So without any further ado, let's talk about integrating, automating, and simplifying the scary technology. Hello, Peg, and welcome.
Thank you, Z. What a very nice and kind introduction. It's as much a blessing for me as it is for you. So I've really enjoyed this show and getting to know you, and hopefully have been able to share some knowledge that small business owners and entrepreneurs and marketing managers can take away and actually use and put into action. And today, what we're going to talk about is wrapping up all of the social media into a plan that makes it manageable and makes it simple. And it is possible. A lot of people resist using and getting into social media too deeply because they feel, understandably, overwhelmed. And there's a lot out there. And what I do like to start off with is saying that you don't have to be everywhere. You only need to be in those channels where you know your audience is. So if you're more of a business-to-consumer business person, then you would probably have better luck on Facebook. And if you're more business-to-business, where you call on other businesses, as I do, you'd have better luck on LinkedIn. But really, an integrated approach is what is key in using social media successfully. And what that means is, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, using Facebook and Twitter as ongoing communication tools. And these are tools that will allow you to engage with your customers, with your audience, with prospects, to communicate with them, to start a conversation and a discussion with them. With LinkedIn and blogging, which was week two of our series, we talked about how LinkedIn and blogging really help you to get found in more search results by Google and Bing. So social media and search engine optimization are converging now. They're not really two separate worlds anymore. They're converging in that Google looks at social signals or your presence in the social media as a means by which to rank your information on first page search results on Google and then on Bing. So if you have a pretty active Facebook page and you're updating it daily and you're engaging with your followers and you're increasing your fan base every day and every week, then Google looks at that as a social channel that is worth ranking you by. That is a means by which they measure, one of the social signals they use to measure whether or not to have you show up in search results. So search engine optimization is really, really important in this online world today. You want to make sure you're found in searches. Social media helps us to do that. And LinkedIn and blogging also not only have the search engine optimization value, but they also position you as a thought leader in your field. It helps to distinguish you from your competition. So if you're blogging every week with really valuable, relevant information, and you're making sure that blog gets fed to your other social media channels, Google+, and Facebook, and Twitter, and LinkedIn, then you're extending your reach as and you're leveraging it as best you can. Pardon me. And what that does is that, again, alerts Google to the fact that you're actively engaged in the social media world, but it also helps to position you with customers, colleagues, and prospects as a thought leader in what you do. So that's sort of like a quick wrap-up of what we've talked about the last couple of weeks and the importance of these different channels. And I didn't have enough time to really do a deep dive into Google+. But Google+, which it used to be Google Places still exists, but it's not quite as robust as it used to be. It's sort of morphed into Google+. It's really important to have a Google+ presence. That also helps with search results. And Google+ is Google's Facebook, basically. So I definitely, if you leave here with nothing else, make sure to have your Google+ presence secured and fully populated so that you have the kind of presence Google is looking for if it decides to make sure you rank in search results. When you pull all this together, you want to be able to use certain tools that are out there. I use a tool called Hootsuite. It's one word, Hootsuite, HootSuite.com. And this is a social media dashboard. And what it does, it's free. They have a free version, and of course they have a paid version. It's not a lot. It's like $9.99 a month. But what it will allow you to do is install all your social media in one dashboard so that when you want to post to your social media, you can post from this one dashboard and it will go to all your social media that you designate. It will also allow you to set up your blog in such a way by RSS feed, which is really simple syndication. It will allow you to set up a feed so each time you blog, it will automatically feed your blog to LinkedIn and Twitter and Google+ and Facebook. I love Hootsuite, and I love it because it allows you to monitor all of your social media on one dashboard in streams. So you can have like four columns on this one dashboard, and each column represents a stream of the different social media that you're currently engaged with. So it not only helps you to engage by allowing you to post from its dashboard, you can also monitor any feedback and any use of your brand or any indication that you any response to any of the posts that you've put out there. You can review all of that, monitor all of that in one place, and that's Hootsuite.com. And it will this tool will also allow you to schedule your posts. So if you, say, are going on vacation and you want to set up your posts for a week or even a month, you can do that using the Hootsuite scheduling tool. And it'll allow you to sort of lock and load all your posts for as long as you want. You can do it for the entire year if you want to. I don't recommend that because spontaneity is one of the things that makes social media so effective. But you can schedule your posts a week or 2 weeks out. And that way, when you're on vacation or you're doing other things, you're still posting every single day. And Sunday evenings is when I usually do that. I'll set up my posts for the week on a Sunday evening. And it doesn't take very long. The tool is really easy to use. Another tool that works well is TweetDeck. I don't use TweetDeck as much, but it has many of the same features that Hootsuite does. I have just found Hootsuite to be a little more user-friendly than TweetDeck. But others do use TweetDeck. They swear by it. And again, you can schedule posts. You can post to your social media from the one TweetDeck dashboard, and you can monitor all your channels. So TweetDeck.com, and I believe they have a free version as well, and Hootsuite.com are two very effective social media dashboards. The other thing I like about... Go ahead.
No, I said phenomenal.
It is. It's a phenomenal tool. I love the fact that it's free. With Hootsuite, they'll allow you to upload just about all your social media, but you can't upload any feeds other than maybe two to various other channels. It limits how much your outreach, how much outreach you have if on the free version. I would recommend upgrading to the paid version because then there's no limit to what you can do. It will also allow you to integrate your Google Analytics. So if you really want to get robust using this tool, using it in a robust way, you can tie in your Google Analytics and it will show you how your Twitters or your tweets are affecting your web traffic. And I use that a lot to map how social media is affecting the Google Analytics and see what content is resonating and what content isn't. So spend some time with Hootsuite. And if you go, there's a tutorial that you can look at. And again, just go to Hootsuite.com and click on their help section, and there'll be some tutorials that you can review. And it's really worth your time to do that. TweetDeck, the same thing, TweetDeck.com. They have a tutorial as well. I'm not sure if TweetDeck can integrate the Google Analytics as Hootsuite can, but it's certainly worth looking into for sure. If there are some that are more comfortable with the TweetDeck platform versus Hootsuite. I personally find Hootsuite to be easier to use.
Okay.
There's another tool out there called Nutshell Mail. And what that is it will allow you to aggregate all your posts into your email. So if you don't want to be reviewing any social media posts throughout the day, you can feed all your social media through Nutshell Mail, and Nutshell Mail will deliver to you in one email all the posts for that day. So it's a nice, compact way to review what activity has gone on in your social media platform for the day. A lot of people love that it's a constant contact product, and it works well for those that really don't want to engage with the social media conversation any more than once a day. I want to see what kind of activity did I get, and I'd like it sent to me via my email. And that's called Nutshell Mail. Another great tool that I use in many of the reporting that I do with my clients is SproutSocial.com, and that's S-P-R-O-U-T, social.com. That's one word. And this is, again, another dashboard. But what this will do is do a deeper dive into your engagement, how many followers you picked up for the month, how many fans. It will allow you to integrate your LinkedIn profile. I believe Google Plus is coming, but I'm not sure when. But you can integrate Twitter and Facebook and your personal LinkedIn profile, although the reporting for LinkedIn isn't quite as robust as it is for Twitter and LinkedIn. But it's worth it to see how the demographics break down for you amongst your Twitter followers and your Facebook fans. It will allow you to pull reports. It will show you the level of influence and engagement that has gone on between you and your followers for that month. So it's a great, great dashboard for psychographics and demographics, what kind of content got retweeted, how many people liked a certain comment that was posted to Facebook. You can see all of that information on this one platform. It's called SproutSocial.com. And this tool will also allow you to set up, it will make recommendations based on certain keywords of conversations that are going on in the Twitter sphere and in Facebook around specific keywords. So if you're in a florist and you want to put in the keywords around your business, floral arrangements for Valentine's Day, you can insert that keyword and Sprout Social will let you know what conversations are going on in the Twitter sphere and the Facebook world around those keywords. And again, you can set it up so it's regional in your specific trading area. That's a really cool tool because it's basically giving you guidance as to what kinds of keywords are resonating with people out there using social media and what kind of conversations are going on that may very well help you to it may very well affect your bottom line in terms of engaging in the conversation. If they have a question around certain floral arrangements, you could actually join in on the conversation and provide some advice as to what kind of floral arrangement would make sense based on their question. So you don't want to go in and overtly sell anything, but you do want to go in and help, and you can be a part of that conversation, and then that automatically puts you on their radar. So Sprout Social will provide those types of reports and that type of feedback, and it's very effective in terms of giving you an overview within a specific time frame that you can input into its calendar feature. You can give it 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, the past week. It will give you all kinds of different time ranges. I'll usually do it a month to month. And it provides me with a lot of great, insightful statistics that I can share with my clients around their social media outreach or the social media outreach we're doing for them. And that's part of what we do as well for those clients that don't want to do it. They understand the importance of it. They'll ask us to do it for them. And this is a great tool for me to review how we're doing on their behalf.
Wow. It's really impressive. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of this information is key, especially for a lot of you that are scared to death of social media. Peg is helping you to also understand how you can automate some of your processes and actually get more bang for your buck, which is something that you really can't do with a lot of other forms of marketing as far as getting your name out there. Please continue, Peg.
So, again, what I want to reemphasize is that you want to, at the very beginning of using any social media or putting together any social media plan, have a goal. What is it that you want your social media to do? Do you want it to drive more traffic to your website? Do you want to increase your email opt-in list? Do you want to increase your Facebook fans or LinkedIn company followers? Have a goal in mind so that at the end of a month, you can look to see whether or not you've achieved that goal. Otherwise, it's just a hit and miss. It's a reactive process, and it doesn't have to be. So have a goal in mind. then determine where your audience is hanging out. Are they hanging out at LinkedIn, Google Plus, Twitter, Facebook? It depends on your business and your target market. And then really get to know that social media channel. Really get to know it. If your most of your customers are on Facebook, then spend a lot of time on it. Learn about it. There's so many free tutorials out there that will teach you how to set up a Facebook fan page and leverage a lot of the free applications that it provides and really have a gangbuster fan page that can help engage and possibly push potential clients to your website. Some people, some realtors and real estate professionals are using Facebook as their website now. Many don't even have a website anymore, and I don't recommend that, but it's just by way of an example, if you go and look at a couple of real estate agent fan pages, you'll see that this is the place where they do most of their communication because that's where their customers are. So know where your target market is and hang out. See what they're talking about. There's lots of listening tools out there that will allow you to just listen to what kinds of conversations are going on. And I uploaded last week's presentation to it's really my follow-up website to seminars and talks that I do, and it's called KogoToGo.com, KogoToGo.com. And what you can do is download last week's presentation, and I'll also upload this week's. And there'll be some screenshots that you can see in terms of how to use these dashboards. But there are also there's a reference screen that will show you specific listening tools that are out there that you can use so you get an idea of what your target market is talking about, what they want, and what kind of content are they looking for. That's very important. So I guess to kind of wrap everything up, what I also like to do when I am talking to a group or working with a client is I talk to them again about their overall online marketing plan, because that's what we do. We're online marketers, and social media is just a part of that. Search engine optimization is just a part of that. Email is just a part of that. So, again, an integrated online marketing approach is really what helps to make your online marketing effective. There's no one silver bullet. It's making sure you have a well-optimized, well-designed, intuitive website that you're driving people to when you want them to learn more about you. And social media helps to do that, along with other multimedia sites such as YouTube and Flickr and Pinterest. So there are various ways to drive online traffic or prospects to your website. You have a social media plan. If you have video and images, upload those to Pinterest. Upload those to YouTube. Those are free platforms as well. We didn't really have time to get into how to utilize those, but they're very effective in terms of getting people to get to your site and stay on your site. People love multimedia. So you want to drive visitors to your site, and then when they get to your site, what do you want them to do? You want to convert that visitor to a lead. And the way to do that is you're speaking to their pain points. You're letting them know from your content there's a call to action that they need to take, and this is how you will help them. It's the what's in it for me. That needs to be addressed almost immediately, or most of us won't take an action. And once they're on the site, have a means by which you can collect that contact information, even if it's via Constant Contact or iContact, or there's WordPress has many ways in which you can collect form leads. And then what you want to do is market back out to that database, because that's where the sales happen. Is when you collect those that opt-in email list and opt-in list from your website, people And you have an ongoing conversation with them via social media, via email, via traditional marketing that you're doing. That's when the sales happen. And then you wrap everything up with Google Analytics so that you can measure whether or not you've got the return on investment that you're looking for. So that's sort of the overall online picture, and that's also part of the presentation that you can download from my site, kogotogo.com. And there'll be some calls to action and lists of things that sort of wrap up what we talked about today that you can take and say, okay, these are the things I need to do to at least get started with social media or take my current presence to the next level. And that's what's important. So my goal is to give you as much information as I can so that you can take it and they are actionable steps that you can take on your own.
Well, I have to say the information that you've shared with all of the listeners, including me, has been very useful, very helpful. Matter of fact, last week I had a young lady that was like, I don't really know what I want to do. She works for a major lighting company. She's like, well, I don't know what I need to do with social media, and I've been kind of the person put in charge of, you know, increasing and developing our marketing. So I said, okay. I said, well, this is what I'm going to do. I said, I have a blog talk radio show. I have a young lady that's been on my show several times. Her name is Peg McDermott. I said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you her information, and I'm going to send you 3 show links where she talks about social media. I said, listen to these. And they should give you at least a little bit more guidance. Since you know nothing, they will give you a ton of knowledge based on what you know now. So that
Good.
Was really, you're
Good.
Right. You're right.
I hope that she was able to do that because, I mean, that's our goal, right, Z? I mean, we want to provide as many people as possible. It's a very competitive marketplace out there.
Mm-hmm.
And business owners and entrepreneurs are working hard to make a name and to stand out. And leveraging these free tools is one of the best ways to do that. If you can learn just a couple of them, then you're way ahead of the game. They say in a couple of years, the Generation Y population will be in the market, and they'll make up half our workforce. They'll be our clients. They're going to be our employers. They're going to be colleagues. But this generation understands this frontier, and this is how they communicate, and these are our future customers. So we need to know how to use these tools in order to reach them, because they will pass us by, trust me, and they'll go to the next person or company that does get it.
Yep, and ladies and gentlemen, in order to get their attention, you have to show them that you care enough to learn their tools, because
mm-hmm.
if you don't learn their tools, like Peg said, they're going to pass you by. They're going to feel that you're not with it, you're not up to date enough to actually help them to grow their businesses. And remember, the next multimillionaires are that other generation. They're developing like nobody else's speed. And please also understand, for a lot of you that are scared of social media, a lot of you actually know more of the back end of it than they do. As I said
mm-hmm.
once before, it's not necessarily that they're technology literate. It's that they just know how to use they don't know the back end. But anyway, go ahead, Peg.
No, I think that's right on. That's exactly right. And also, a lot of the boomers and the Generation X population understand marketing. They understand marketing fundamentals. Because remember, social media is just a means. It's a means to, and it's a channel. It's a way to communicate. Television was one way, and radio and print. They haven't gone away. It's just that it's a different mix. But the idea is to have a goal at the front end and measure it at the back end and leverage every free tool you can that makes sense to your target audience. So hopefully that helped. I will make sure to upload, as promised, today's presentation to my website, kogotogo.com, and my corporate website is kogoresults.com, but go to kogotogo.com, hopefully that's not too confusing, to get the downloads that I've been talking about. And hopefully they'll help you get your social media program off the ground or at least to the next level.
Right. And ladies and gentlemen, everybody needs a little bit of help. PEG is out there to help you, to grow, to develop, and to get you to the next level. Because understand this, she's not really selling anything. What she's trying to do is she's offering you the knowledge so that you can take advantage of the benefits. Because mm-hmm. guess what? If you win, she wins, be it that you give her a referral to the next person or that you just succeed. She takes a lot of pride in what she does, and she is honored to have you as a client as long as you are also, of course, thankful for the services that she's going to render. And I can tell you now, PEG is going to go that 120%. You know, I know people say you can't go past 100%, but since most people aren't even really going halfway to help you, to have somebody that's willing to go 100% is phenomenal, especially in these times, because everybody's just trying to get by. PEG is one of those people that has integrity and character, and she's not trying to get by. She's trying to do the best that she can for you, because guess what? Kogo Interactive is her company. Her name is on it. Her reputation is on it, and she stands behind that 100 and, again, 20%. Mm-hmm. So, again, PEG, thank you very much for coming on the show and for doing the series. And ladies and gentlemen, this is only one of four shows. So listen to them all, get that information. But if you don't want to go through all of that, just call PEG up and then go forward from there to grow your business and to have great success. So again,
Thanks, Z. I have had such a great time doing this. You're awesome. I love this show. You're doing such a great job. Keep it up.
I'm sure we'll have you back again. We'll just get a deeper dive, as you say. You have your paddy license? I'm just joking. Because I got my scuba license, you know. I got that. Again, thank you very much for coming on the show. I truly appreciate it. I look forward to working with you in the future, and hopefully we can continue to do business and develop a friendship and all of that. Because, ladies and gentlemen, a deal lasts for a day, but a friendship can last a lifetime. Which would you rather have, a deal or a friendship? Because from that friendship, you can get many deals. From that deal, it's just one deal.
Again, right on.
This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Thank you very much. And we've got a bunch of great shows coming up, like PEG's. And again, I'm sure we'll have PEG back again. But ladies and gentlemen, we're up to 30. We're over 31,300 last time I looked, which is pretty awesome. So take care, be well, and everybody have a wonderful and outstanding life. Take care.